Hello, everybody. My name is Meng Ol. I was born and raised in San Francisco, California, and I am interning for Tom's Shoes. Although they do more than just sell shoes, it's a campaign which helps another person in need in rural areas of the world. I had Mandarin class for 9 months in school, and I was practicing Cantonese daily since I was born with my parents and brothers. I chose China since my mother is originally from China but born in Vietnam, so my ancestors are definitely from China. I chose China to analyze my brand's entry into, and Beijing is the capital of China, and they annually have awareness campaigns that keep promoting Tom's innovative idea of giving back. Tom's did business in China, Vietnam, Cambodia in the past, and also covered up to 70 countries and given over 60 million pairs of shoes to children in need. Tom's actually don't just donate shoes, but also cover resources such as clean water. The aftermath would be given the opportunity to create local jobs in producing shoes in the countries we promote in. As for the gift of sight, Tom's gave 400,000 people in the need to see. We also then created professional jobs and medical treatments just from each person's purchase of eyewear. As for clean water, we sell our own roasting coffee beans, which help provide 335,000 weeks of safe, clean water. We sell our own, these actually cover up to six countries, I'm sorry. And we also service over 25,000 mothers to have safe births. My mentor, Tom's, implanted in China since 2014. So China decided to do a campaign where they go without shoes for one day. Everybody start recording from May 1st to May 10th to see what's it like to be in their shoes, which is to have no shoes. These unfortunate kids walk around with no shoes. So we decided to share these videos up close and personal, and we actually share these photos from campaigning and share it throughout China since the WeChat app became such the most alarming and powerful advertisement for anything. So we use the WeChat app to get Tom's word out, and it went skyrocket. The communication was crazy. All they had to do was actually hashtag without shoes and add a cute cartoon sticker. And this one campaign got Chinese celebrities to actually join. And the Chanel ambassador, Zhao Sun, they also helped promote this as well and made it successful because whoever posted the most imaginative picture for walking without shoes and they get chosen to win a voucher for the most expensive beauty brand, which was Dragonfly. Tom's didn't go through any big challenges entering China. Its idea was to give back, so there were no language barriers since there was so many educated individuals who spoke well in English, and the Chinese community actually had no problems having translators as well. The government did not actually give Tom's any problems, but since the poor cities didn't even have shoes to walk in, the economic conditions made it easy for Tom's to actually come in, market their campaign, and just show how awful it is for children to walk around in no shoes, to see there's just broken glass and getting splinters and cuts on their feet. And this was just a easy campaign. The only issue China really gave Tom's was letting them get started, which they had American Red Cross scandal back in the days, and certain foreign countries who were seriously tainted with certain certain things they brought in. But, you know, Tom's was smart in promoting the tier two cities, like the more rural cities in China, other than Beijing, Shanghai, and Guangzhou. Because these cities, were so city-like and were already like most of the kids already had shoes. They didn't have that problem of walking around with no shoes. So we decided to help certain cities that just needed our helping hand. And there were actually no companies that were doing so much for the country. So there were no competitions at all. There are a total of 8 stores that opened in since Tom's entered China in summer 2014. Since every different city in China needed different help, such as certain cities needed more than eye exams, since a lot of them in West China had cataracts. So donating glasses made it successful there. Just as much as free eye exams and everything. But overall, in the whole China, clean water was needed. So this was actually easier, like, to come in and promote what we had to promote in certain cities of China. It was a good product to promote since the price was affordable and since this campaign, we used the 4 P's in promoting our products and market them successfully. People love free things. So when beauty stores donated their most expensive brand to give away for a promotion campaign for Tom's, people came around on WeChat, as popular as Twitter in America. Tom's became such a success in marketing in China that only through time they would multiply even more, since Tom's made their name such a big resource of giving back to others when helping. It's more like one-on-one. You buy one, another person gets one. So the changes in the market was getting real people who supported our campaign to go through with no shoes and record them and post it up to show they want to help. And it's not right to let people walk around with no shoes. And thank God, Tom's helped the whole world. I mean, I'm so thankful for this company I'm representing, and I hope everybody start buying a pair of Tom's to help out. Thank you.